You'd have to look hard to find a speech more closely parsed than the statement given by Japan's prime minister today. His speech marked the 70th anniversary of Japan's surrender to the Allies, ending World War II. But Japan's neighbors have not forgotten the war. They seek a greater accounting of that country's aggression. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo.
China and South Korea wanted Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to make an apology for Japan's wartime aggression. Well, they didn't get it. Abe did, however, express sorrow in a nationally televised speech.
On the 70th anniversary of the end of the war, I bow my head deeply before the souls of all those who perished both at home and abroad. I express my feelings of profound grief and my eternal sincere condolences.
Abe also alluded to the Japanese military's sexual enslavement of women, mostly Chinese and Korean, during the war.
We must never forget that there were women behind the battlefields whose honor and dignity were severely injured.
Japan has repeatedly apologized for its wartime actions, he added, and that position will not change. But Abe hinted at the fact that many conservative Japanese feel they've apologized enough.
In Japan, the post-war generations now exceed 80% of its population. We must not let our children, grandchildren, and even further generations to come, who have nothing to do with that war, be predestined to apologize.
20 years ago, on the 50th anniversary, then-Prime Minister Tomiichi Murayama made a heartfelt apology that was generally well-received across Asia. At the time, Abe did not agree with it. But Yuichi Hosoya, a scholar of international politics at Keio University in Tokyo, says that Abe has been boning up on his history lately and has had a change of heart about the Murayama statement.
He shows that he is not historical revisionist. He clearly accepts Murayama's statement. He clearly said that Japan invaded surrounding country and killed so many people.
Murayama himself, though, told several Japanese media that Abe did not uphold his statement. Neighbors which Japan invaded during the war were even less impressed. The New China News Agency commented that Abe's speech was full of linguistic tricks and flunked the sincerity test. South Korea's ruling Senuri Party accused Abe of beating around the bush. The U.S., however, said it welcomes Abe's expression of remorse. Yuichi Hosoya says Abe had to craft his statement very carefully to meet demands from some very different audiences.
This statement should be accepted by the right-wingers and left-wingers because it is now very important for the government to create a sort of a national consensus over historical issues.
Those historical issues, Hosoya concedes, have so far deeply divided Japan. Ahead of the speech, Sophia University political scientist Koichi Nakano said he's skeptical Abe's statement will lay anything to rest.
The controversy surrounding the, war issue, the history issue, is not going to be likely to be resolved with the Abe statement, no matter what is in it.
Tomorrow, at a formal ceremony marking the anniversary of Japan's surrender, someone else may weigh in on the issue, Emperor Akihito. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.